Smarter Than People, the occasionally quirky podcast that gives writing tips and life tips. This is a bonus interview episode. I'm Carrie Jones, and with me today is Vivian. And Vivian Garcia Rodriguez is secretly one of my favorite people, but she has a lot of secrets. She's also secretly the queen to the pixie Astley from my new series, but we're not going to tell anybody about that, right? Because Sally currently has them in different worlds, but luckily for us, Vivian is in our world today, talking to us from Puerto Rico. I'm in Maine, but through the magical power of Skype, we get to hang out. She's a math tutor. She's a cosplayer with a flair for everything, and I am so psyched to have you with us, Vivian. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to jump out of my comfort zone for a few minutes.
That's so brave of you. Part of what we talk about on the podcast is being brave, because I'm a super wimp about a lot of things. And my mom is one of the most, when she was alive, she was afraid of everything, like just everything. So it's a big deal for you to be brave and be here. And I'm really honored. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Ever since I've known you, books and cosplay have been really big deals, at least in your outward persona, for you. And can you tell me why you love those things so much?
Well, cosplay in particular, I'm not like the most confident person about myself and being in front of people. You know, having the center of attention. I'm usually the girl that would stay in the back of the classroom.
Really?
And try to, yeah, I was found the farthest seat away from the board. But the thing with cosplay is that you're dressing up as a character. You're becoming an entirely different person. You're becoming this character, you're dressing up like it, you're trying to make poses like the character, embodying that character. So it's just, I think it's just really cool that you can, for just a few minutes, be someone else.
Yeah.
So I like it. And it's pretty much the only event or the only time that I am actually looking for the center of attention, because I enjoy when people go and ask me for pictures or tell me like, oh, I love your cosplay, you look so good.
Yeah.
So yeah, like in that, just cosplay helped me feel a lot better about myself, at least for a while.
Oh, I'm so glad that you have that release. And cosplay is like books, you know, it's like you get to, in a book, you get to live through other characters sometimes. If you're in, you create empathy. And in cosplay, you get to not only do that, but you also get to create that character out of yourself too. You know, you're making these costumes and putting the pieces together, and your love. And
usually these characters are series I've watched or games I've played, so like I just imagine the scenes and the character itself, so you kind of connect with them. And it's just characters that I choose because I like them for some reason, because they're either like these amazing girls or sweet girls or stuff like that. But yeah, that also applies to books.
Yeah.
Books are just so amazing. I love reading so much. I love your books, you know that.
That's why we're friends. No, you can hate my books and I still love you. But that is how we meet, and I all like how we've like connected and communicated. And I feel so lucky because you're so cool, and I would have never met you if you hadn't read my books and being brave and being like, hey, hi, you know. That's another time of being brave. You're super brave, I think. I don't know if you give yourself enough credit, because like, it's so amazing to me that you go from like the girl sitting in the back of the class to this cosplaying princess warrior, you know, like you're just so good at it. And like, it takes so much time and effort, doesn't it? Like, to create, do you like that process?
Well, like, I'm gonna admit I don't have skills to sew or to craft or anything, but it does take time in the sense that I research where I'm gonna get my costume.
Right.
I'm very picky. I don't like mediocre things. I'm all like go big or go home. So I just look for the best quality I can find. Yeah. And I take time searching. I take time searching my wigs. I take time searching my props. I commission props if I have to, that I have to work a lot to save money to get my stuff. So yeah, it is a very long process sometimes. I always say I'm going to start early, and then I never do. So I'm always like 3 or 4 months before the con, just profusely looking for everything.
So, yeah, it's just maybe you like the pressure of procrastinating, you know, like that last minute kind of adrenaline rush of.
I think I'm just a masochist because I'm always so stressed. But I do like it. I do like the end result. It's always so satisfying to see, like, everything when it's ready.
Yeah. And it's so cool because, you know, I know you're inhabiting these characters. And in real life, you know, even when we're not cosplaying, we're inhabiting different roles throughout the day. You know, like, you might be daughter one second. You might be, like, girlfriend another second. You might be reader. You might be podcast interviewee. Like,
yeah.
All these different parts of your normal personality, but then you get to like expand on them and pump them up and become something totally different. And I just think it's so brave and fascinating to kind of give up yourself to become, you know, like some meaningful cosplay choice for you. You know what I mean? Like you can become a hero, you can become a villain, you can be just out there, and it's so brilliant.
That's the thing about cosplay. It's for everyone. There's always a character that people identify with. Just like in books, there's always a character people identify more when they read a book. And it's always nice when you have that like someone, be maybe even if it's fictional, someone that you can connect with.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of cosplayers are, and a lot of book readers are, and me, are introverts. Are you an introvert? I'm assuming you might be.
Ridiculously. Yes,
I am. I'm such an introvert with such social anxiety that even before, like, I do a podcast interview where I don't actually have to see anyone, I get, like, stage fright, you know? It's so bad. It's terrible. So I really appreciate you stepping out of that comfort zone and being here today. And I think what I really would love to hear about is when earlier you were talking about books and cosplay and how, like, I know that books have helped you get through some hard times. Do you feel like sharing that? Or
yeah, sure. It's one of the things that I don't mind talking about overall because I think it's important for people to know. Like I read this book, someone told me to read this book called Girl Against the Universe by Paula Stokes. Someone told me you should read it. This book changed my life, and I was a little bit apprehensive because it was just a contemporary. I didn't feel like, oh, I'm not sure what a YA contemporary contribute to my life. It sounds pretty standard contemporary.
Right.
But I decided to buy it and just to see what it was about.
Uh-huh.
I read it and it did change my life, actually. Should I talk about the synopsis for a bit?
If you feel like it, you get to talk about whatever you want for time, you know?
Okay, so Girl Against the Universe is about this girl. Her name is McGuire. And she thinks, like, she's the most unlucky girl in the world because bad things happen whenever she's around. Like, really bad things happen.
Yeah.
And she prefers to just not be around people. She prefers to be alone. But then she meets this guy called Jordy, who's an aspiring tennis star and the complete opposite of her.
And his personality attracts her because he's like super happy, carefree. He's like all about positivity and stuff. And she wants to stay away, but she ends up being like attracted to his personality. And it's kind of nice to see how they complemented each other and how they helped each other. Because in the book, you see how Maguire kind of like learns how to remove the negativity in her life.
Uh-huh.
And how that she can be herself and not be afraid of being herself. And I think that was really important to me.
Yeah,
it was really important to me because I was like trying to get out of a really bad situation in my life. I had a lot of toxicity in my life. Yeah. And it's kind of like this time where I had this toxicity going on. I had someone who was being very manipulative with me, and I wasn't sure how to deal with it. I didn't know how. I didn't understand actually what was going on. And I'm like the type of person who just kind of like stays living with the same thing over and over again, hoping it might change, hoping nothing bad, worse is going to happen. And I stay with all that toxicity. And I learned that, no, that's not right. It's not healthy. And but when I read Girl Against the Universe, I realized that I had to pretty much remove everything. Like, I had to do that. And it did help me. It did help me learn that there's nothing wrong with removing people from your life.
And that was really, like, you're so brave, and that book helped you. It helped you. No, that's so hard to do for some of us, you know? I have a hard time with that, too. And, like, that book is such a gift to you, and you telling the story is such a gift to everybody listening, because it's poignant, and it's important, and it's real, you know? And it's showing, like, this moment where you just realize that you have a whole lot of worth. You might forget it occasionally, but like you do, like you deserve to not have all that toxicity in your life. And it was so brave.
It was really hard because you don't realize that you're in a pattern until you go through it several times.
Yeah.
And then I realized that I have fallen into a certain pattern, and the book is what helped me, like, you know, you need to remove all these people, and then everything that may come after that's negative, you have to also avoid it. And there's actually this quote that helped me a lot. Geordi says to Maguire, "Don't apologize for being you." Mm-hmm. And that quote, like, it, I will always love it because I've always been the type of person that apologizes about everything all the time. And people will always, like, some stuff happen, you know, stuff happen, and then people kind of, like, twist stuff up, and then I'm the one who's apologizing. I have to apologize because I'm worried. I apologize because I feel this way. Or I apologize because I shared my feelings with someone. And then I realized, like, hey, I'm not supposed to be apologizing. Why do I have to be apologizing all the time? That's not even, like, that's not healthy.
No, it's like, I do. I'm terrible at it. When I was in at my MFA program, there's this teacher there, a professor, and he was Canadian, which you would think would be used to people apologizing, but he was really from Wales, I think. And he took me aside, and he was like, "You have to stop saying sorry. Every paragraph you say, you're saying I'm sorry. You don't have to apologize for existing, Harry." And I was like, "Oh, I do apologize.
I know.
Being like, why? You know, why can't we just be like, hey, here I am, and it's okay, and I have flaws, and I'm not perfect, but that's okay too, because so do you." And it's so hard for some of us, you know. And that's a big deal that you realized it.
Yeah, it is hard because you've, like, well, I don't know, like, I feel like I was sort of conditioned to be the apology all the time. So it's kind of like hard. It was hard to like get out of that slowly, but the book is really like, it was my wake up call. Like, it told me like, hey, you need to stop apologizing. You need to stop apologizing for being yourself, for like caring if you have to care. But you stop apologizing. So you don't even like have to apologize to the people you remove from your life or explain.
Yeah.
It's like, just do it. Just do it. Just remove everything and have a healthy, happy life.
Yay.
And it was like my wake up call. It really helped me like sort of like finally find myself and be happy about myself, which I was severely lacking.
So this book completely changed you. You know, it was there at exactly the right time for you to change yourself, basically, in a positive way. That's so big. Have you ever contacted Paula Stokes?
I did write onto her Twitter once, and I told her like with specific details how much that would help me in the situation I was. I posted it in my book blog a few times about the book, and every time someone posts in Bookstagram a question like, "What quote do you love?" I always write that one because it meant that much. Hopefully I'll meet Paula one day and tell her in person.
Oh, that would be so cool. That would be like, that would be super good for her to hear and you to tell her too. Like, you know, like when you write books and when you meet people at cosplay and when you do the math and all over the world, like, you know, there's so many connections that you can make, and the ones where you don't have to say you're sorry are like in our toxic are so important. They make us so strong, you know. I think that she had a quote in that book, and I'm probably going to say it wrong and I'm not gonna apologize. But I think it was something like, how can something feel so crucial in the moment and then seem completely trivial after the fact? And I think about that a lot when I think about my past relationships, you know, like, that was just so wise. It's like a different thing than what you were talking about from that book, but it's still like such a wise little nugget of insight that she
it is.
Yeah, she's so smart.
I don't know. It's just, it's a really surprising book because you never expect like something that sounds like a simple synopsis and a simple contemporary have such a deep story.
Yeah.
But it was, I really like that. I like that book. I think that's a good thing about books, because it just can help people so much. Mm-hmm. Different books can help people. And yeah, and you know, I've just learned that friendships are the one where you're not obligated to say I'm sorry unless you actually did something wrong.
You don't have to apologize for existing.
Exactly.
That's a big deal thing for some of us. I'm sorry that we don't have more time, but before we say goodbye, is there anything that you want to promote or give a shout out to, like your blog or anything you'd like people to know about?
Well, I do have my book blog and Instagram.
Cool.
I have a book. Well, it's a Bookstagram, but I love to talk about books. I like to promote books. I like to review books there. So anybody who likes books can follow me, and we can just like chat about books. My Instagram handle, it's called Mayushi Books. It's MAYUSHII Books.
Got it. Yay.
Yeah, you can just follow me and, you know, you can see me talk about all the books I love, all of the book boyfriends I have.
Absolutely. You're so offended that you have so many, but...
No, but Ashley knows that he was my number one. He was my first boyfriend ever. And I'm still so sad that there's no fan art of Ashley.
No, they're not really. I think I saw some a long, long time ago. And but it was so long ago.
Remember, he just sounded so cute. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, can I just have a novella of Ashley only? I would be like, shit excited.
That would be kind of
cool. That was my teenage wish.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And I can't really explain how much how much your story affected me. I think as writers, we often don't realize that our stories and our books, when we're creating these worlds and fantasies, even when they're set in contemporary land, like how they can help people sometimes. And that's such a great gift to know. And you were so lovely to tell Paula about it. Like, what a gift you gave her. That's very
good. You underestimate the power of writing.
Yeah, it's a big deal thing. And the power of connections and of self. And thank you so much for being here, Vivian. I really...
Thank you for having me.
I feel so lucky that I get to talk to you.
Me too. Like, I'm excited. I got to talk to you. I got to fangirl about you. Because, you know, I've been a fan for years.
So
I hope we can talk again soon.
Oh my gosh, I hope so too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening.
We really appreciate you listening to the podcast. You can find us everywhere. You've already found us once if you're listening now. Like Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and more. Just Google Dogs Are Smarter Than People. Then like and subscribe. The notes to the podcast are also always on carriejonesbooks.blog. Carrie is spelled C-A-R-R-I-E. I realized I don't always tell people that. And we'd like a shout out. The music that we clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who is the artist and what song is this? It's Night Owl by Brooke for Free. You can go to the podcast episode notes and find a link right to it.
Listen to that fantastic music all the time.
Yeah, man.
So, what do we got going on in our lives, love?
Well, right now, we've released the book, The Places We Hide, which is an adult mystery.
And it's good.
It's so good.
I mean, obviously I'm biased, but it really is good.
John just thinks it's really good because the main character he thinks is him.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, possibly.
Not so. Also, I am doing a course. I started a course.
A course. What kind of course?
It's a bit like a distance MFA program, and the people get to hang out together.
Yeah.
In a Zoom chat once every month, and I give them feedback for their stories every month. They submit 20 pages, and there's a Facebook group, and we have a bunch of people already signed up, which is awesome. Because
so it's like a writing course.
It's a writing course that's also very supportive and helps build community. So you get direct feedback from me and love from other writers.
I know. Any course that you're involved with as the instructor is also like a life coaching course.
That's very
sweet. Because you're so awesome.
That's very sweet.
I know.
There's more information about it on my website. Once again, carriejonesbooks.blog.
You can never say that too much.
carriejonesbooks.blog.
And what else are you doing, love?
Am I doing anything else?
Well, I mean...
Sorry.
You edit people's work?
I'm teaching at the Writing Barn. I edit people's work. You can find me on Readzy. I'm writing my own books. What else are you doing, boo?
Me?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm just doing my regular work. But... We are going to start formatting people's books also.
Woo!
And we will be doing print edition and
ebooks. So we're all on
types of formatting styles.
Right. So you can come to us and we will clean up your grammar.
Full service.
Yeah, man.
Book prep / publishing house.
Yeah. Only thing we're not doing is cover design.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Once again, that will have to land back in on your desk, though, because I unless people want stick figures for the covers all the time.
That's the funniest story ever. That'd be awesome.
Every book's a kid's book here.
like 80s font. Like,
yeah, right.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I'll do the Kama Sutra cover with stick figures.
No. It always goes back.
Oh, it's just an example of how it could be deceptive because it's stick figures, but you never know what's inside.
Anyways, we're going to end it here. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
We really appreciate it. And we stay healthy and strong, okay?
Yeah.
Because we need you in this world. Stay strong.